the Heilige Mishnah.
We're holding at the Mishnah on that Kafei. Kavod. Kavod Vavad Aleph. Bas Yisrael lo tiyaled et ovedet kochavim, ipne shmiyaledet bein avodat kochavim. So a Jewish woman should not be a mialedet, should not be the midwife to an avedet kochavim, because she is bringing forth a child that will be involved in worshipping avodat kochavim. Now what this means isn't clear, because with pashtut we should be also dealing with the Yisrael lo tefanein. We're doing them a favor, so there should be an Isur Dioraita. This idea of Yipnei Shemiyaled and then Lavodat Kochavim implies that there is no Isur of Lotechane. So we'll discuss this as we go on, because again, it's not clear at this point whether the Mishnah is talking about being paid for such a service or doing such a service for free. This we'll see as we go through the Gemara. Yeah. Avol Ovedet.
Which aspect of Lotechane?
Gift. Not Tenem, but not Chinam.
This would be for
pay. So I said, it's not clear at this point whether it's for pay or whether it means even as a gift. That we'll see in the Gemara. But Yisrael lo tadik bina shelo vedet kochavim. A Jewish woman should not be involved in being a nursemaid for a son of a vedet kochavim. Aval, a vedet kochavim. Why don't you sit right next to me? That's the only place that's always free, because nobody likes sitting next to me. But a non-Jewish woman can be a nursemaid for a Jewish child, birshuta, as long as it's in the reshut of the Yisraelit. And that we'll see why. There may be another Gemara. Tan Rabba explains the Gemara, Bat Yisrael lo tiyaledet ovedet kochavim, ipnei shmiyaledet bein la'avodat kochavim. Problem is that the Braita, after bringing the first part of the Mishnah, which is fine, continues on and explains that this is not everybody's opinion. Because here we see Ovedet Kochavim lo tialeted bat Yisrael mipnei shechashudim ashvichut damim, divrei Rabbi Meir. So although our Mishnah apparently is unafraid of allowing the non-Jewish midwife to deliver a child for a Yisraelit, the Braita, which is even Rabbi Meir, holds that we mustn't allow a midwife who's non-Jewish to be involved here, at least an Ovedet Kochavim, to be involved, because she may murder the infant. The Chachamim omrim, Ovedet Kochavim, yaledet et bat Yisrael bizman she'acherot omdot al gaba, aval lo beina levena. So if she's alone, we agree with you, because if nobody can see what she's doing, she could easily murder the child. However, if there's other people there, that is not a concern. Rabbi Meir says, no, that doesn't help that there should be other people there. Because afilu acherot omdot al gabah, even if there's other people there, it's very easy for her to murder the child without being noticed. Nami lo, and therefore it's also. There's in the demanchala yadaputa v'katolet v'lo mitchazi. It's easy for her to simply put pressure on the forehead where the brain is exposed, and to kill the child without anybody even noticing. And we know the story, says Rabbi Meir Kiahi Itita. There was a certain non-Jewish woman, the Amra Lachaverta, who gave the ultimate insult to her friend, and she called her not only a Jew lover, but a midwife to Jews, the daughter of a midwife to Jews. I mean, how bigger insult can you get than that? So she said to her, you molada yudiyata, bat molada yudiyata, you. And so the other woman said, Amra la, ha, nefishin bishata da'itta, bekam mashpilna minayo damak upia denahara. You should only know how much blood of Jewish blood I've able to spill, like the scum of the ocean. That's my scum. So that means that she was defending herself and saying that she murders the Jewish infants. And here they're accusing her of being a philo-Semite. So the Rabbanan say, that doesn't matter. The fact that an anti-Semite takes pride in the things that he's done to the Jews doesn't mean he's done them. So of course, okay, they'll say this, but it doesn't mean that she will risk actually murdering the infant. Now we'll see later on that on the next daf, I think we'll reach today, that if the person here that's working is a professional, then we don't have this chashash because they need to protect the professional reputation. So that already is enough to rely on. But this is talking about somebody who's not, this is not her isuk, but she knows the business. So she's not, doesn't have a reputation to uphold. And then we said in the Mishnah, Bat Yisrael lo tanik, but on the other hand, a goya or akum is allowed to be a meineket for a Jewish child. Tan Rabbanan, the Braita here brings another machloket between Rabbi Meir and the Chachamim that show us again that this is not the Da'at Kuleyama. Tan Rabbanan, Bat Yisrael lo tanik b'na shel avedet kochavim mitnei shegadelet bein la'avedet kochavim, avedet kochavim. Whereas in Ovedet Kochavim, also, Lo Taniket Ben Ashra Bat Yisrael, she should not be a nursemaid to a Jewish child. She could always murder the child if she's allowed to be mitapilet in a child like that. We know recently the many nanny scandals of murdering children. Stop, not to mention. Rekakomim Omrim, Ovedet Kochavim, Menikat Ben Ashra Bat Yisrael, Bezman Shacherot Ondot Al Gaba. As long as there's other people around, and this, by the way, Acherot Ondot Al Gaba, is the meaning of the word Birshutah in the Mishnah, as the Rishonim explains. Because Birshutah simply means, as Tosfos explains, a Yisraelit Yotzeit V'Nichneset. It's always enough to be called Omedet Al Gaba for all dinner, Magabe Kashrut, and so on. So if it's Birshutah, then the assumption is that there's Yisrael Yotzei V'Nichnas. There's Yisrael Yotzei V'Nichnas, then she's always very getting caught at that moment. And so there's no chashash. She would have to be completely alone to actually start feeling confident enough to shake the baby up and kill him. Avalobeinolaveina. So the Chachamim say, look, there's a difference in the context. Whereas Rabbi Meir says it doesn't make any difference. Even if there's other people there, you can't rely on that because there's a very easy way for a nursemaid to kill a child. She can simply poison her nipple. She puts a little bit of poison. Nobody notices. And then the child ingests the poison. We need both of these cases, the case of the mialedet and the case of the menika. Because Iashwina Mialedet, I might say that in the case of a midwife, Bahikami Rabbanan Deshori, you know why the Rabbanan said over there it's mutar when people are there? Mishum Devayev Shah, Mishum Dacherot Ro'otuta. Yes, you're right, she could theoretically put her finger on the baby's forehead, but that's what people are looking for. Why they stand? In other words, she recognizes that she is under suspicion. So here, they're actually going to be staring at her, and then staring at her, she's not going to take a chance like that. Of a minika, where she could actually do this without anybody knowing. Because, after the shaykhulay sam ladad me avroy v'katralay, ema modilil revi meir. Maybe the rabbonin would hold about a nursemaid, where it's possible that she could arrange for the child to die without our ever being the wiser. So maybe over there, the rabbonin would agree to revi meir. Miyashmin a minika. And on the other hand, the case of Menika, if I only had that case, I would say, well, perhaps that's why Rabbi Meir says it's also in that case, even though people are around, because it's so easy, and nobody would notice. We should deshaifele sam nadab me'avroi v'katlale. Avo mi'aled edulo efshar, in a case where hechad acherot ondot al gaba, the mi'aled ed could not possibly kill without somebody noticing something immense. So maybe over there, maybe they would agree in that case to the Rabbanan. Rabbi Meir would agree in that case to the Rabbanan. Therefore, Tzricha, we need both cases to illustrate the Chomer or the Kula of both Shitot, that the Rabbanan are willing to be Meikel, even for a Meineket, where it's easy to cause the death of the infant without being caught, and the Rabbi Meir is willing to Aser, even the case of Mialedet, where it's difficult to cause the death of the infant without being caught. And it's just amazing how contemporary this is, because it's like it's been such a big issue over the past 5 years. Murders in hospitals and murders of the nannies and the nursemaids and so on. I mean, they simply kill the children. And some of them just, it's a challenge. It's unbelievable. You know, you read the Gemara, it sounds like crazy. You open up the newspaper and then there it is. They've got it down to a science, and they shake up the baby enough, nobody can prove it, and then destroy the brain. Now, the question over here is from the following. It says in the Braisa, Ramino, we ask a question from the Braisa. Yehudit mi'aledet oledet kochavim bischara olo b'chinam. Now here it says that a Jewish midwife is allowed to deliver a child if she's being paid. She can't do it for free. Now, the reason that we view this as a problem is because if the issue was purely because it's free, so then the Mishnah should not have given the reason. This is how Tosfos explains it. Otherwise, it wants to be a simple answer. The Mishnah is talking about for free. I mean, why not? And we're talking about over here b'sachar. So there's no problem. So the reason the Gemara felt it was a problem is why did the Mishnah make the reason dependent on this nation mi'aledet ben la'avodat kochavim? And that's something issue. If we're really concerned for the union of misayeya for avodat kochavim and so on, so then it doesn't matter whether it's for chinam or whether it's pasachar. If the issue was chinam, then it should have said mishum dichtiv lo techanein, and that would be an issue the oraita, because the Torah says you're not supposed to give them gift. As a matter of fact, Rav Moshe Zatzal actually brings halakha l'maaseh from the Mishnah that since the Mishnah gives us this reason, it must be that there is no lo techa name on such issues. He says, I'm not quite sure why. I think that the reason is very clear, that anything that has to do with a social support context is not viewed as a sefer name, because you're always investing. So you're certainly not doing it for free. You're doing it because that's what it costs to have a society that has mixed Jews and go in. You see, so there wouldn't be an issue of lo sefer name. However, there are definitely shitot that bring that the Mishnah is of course there's an issue of lo sefer name, and that the Mishnah is only saying that we're particularly machmer about this issue. Because consider the altar, like we would say to somebody now in Shari Tzedek, it's all very nice, you're so kind to the Arabs, so you gave birth to another Mechabel. Mm-hmm. In other words, think about what it is that you're...
Exactly what we
say. Exactly. That's true. Not the liberals among us.
There are among us.
I see Eliezer is turning purple.
Usually, a professional only looks for money. But how about then, if she has a neighbor who is a Jewish lady, and she goes over to his, without money?
Yeah. So we'll see. What? What are you talking about? Can she go over and help a Jew?
No, the Jewish lady helps the goyah, because.
Okay. Well, we'll see about all this. Okay.
Is there other medical things as well?
Yeah, this is just an example.
This is very
nogea. Obviously, problems of medicine when you're working at, in a hospital and so on. That's why there's many, many shitot. I mean, many, many true votes that revolve around this Gemara. So let's first take a look at the Gemara, then we'll talk about the movie. So what do we do with that? Here it says that you are allowed to, if you're getting paid, you are allowed to. Oh, Rav Yosef, well, bischar shari mishum eva. You would be allowed, if you're being paid, you would be allowed to be a doctor or to be a midwife, as the case may be, because of eva. Now, that means that essentially what Rav Yosef is saying is, in terms of lo techa name, that's not sufficient. That's the point of the Mishnah. Let's say the Mishnah would have said, Mishum dechtiv lo techanem, lo titen lehen matnot chinam, as we saw before. So then I would have said, okay, so if I'm being paid, it's mutas. Afilu hecha beleka eva. Even if I'm in a place that where yadenu sholetet ala ovdei kochavim. I'm not doing it for free. But the Mishnah, because it has created now a higher level of concern, that too has to be addressed. Because that's a separate issur, even though it's only Drabanan, as Rav Moshe points out. But it's a separate issur. So you need the heter mishum eva in order to get around that. Even though there's no problem in terms of lo secha name, if you're being paid money. However, because of the eva, it would be okay. So Sabar Rabbi Yosef Lemimra, now this is the part that's very Nagel Halacha, Rabbi Yosef thought that that would mean that this would include Chilul Shabbos. So that then Uludi Yalvedek Kukhazim B'Shabbat Abishar is also Shori Mishum Eva. That should also be Mutter because of Eva. That's a different issue. But I'll talk about that in a moment since you brought it up. I wasn't planning to. But Abaye says, no, you don't have to do that because there's no Eva in such a case. Why? Because Yochala Lameimala, there's a very reasonable excuse that the Mialedet would have to say to this customer. And she could say, L'didan demintre Shabbatah, mechalalina nalai. You know that we're Sabbath keepers, and we're not allowed to do work on the Sabbath. And so she said, what do you mean? I know that you always deliver babies on the Sabbath. And you can say, we deliver babies for Sabbath keepers.
Isn't that...
No, it's not because you're a Goya. That's our general... No, it's nothing to do with you. We're not allowed to deliver, find yourself another doctor. That's all. It's against my religion. So, as long as you have an excuse, there's no Mishum Eva. So she could say, Lidi Dan Demintre Shabbata Mechalavina Loyu. The Shabbat is given to us to be Mechalel if for people who care about the Shabbat. But Titchu Delo Mintre Shabbat, I mean, it has nothing to do with, you know, your religion. It's just the fact you don't keep the Shabbat. It's against our religion to be Mechalel for the Shabbat.
Now,
that would be a problem. I haven't discovered those people yet. Now, let's discuss this a little bit. Tosas is troubled over here by the thought that Rabbi Yosef would be Matar Chilul Shabbat. And this Lechora is Chilul Shabbat, because if you're talking about delivering a baby, it Lechora would include even, at times, the actual removal of the baby, taking out the afterbirth and so on, which would be Akiras the Varmi Gidulo, which is the equivalent of Kotzeret. You're not allowed to disconnect something from where it's connected to. The Kruach Nefesh of an Akum is not going to be Doche. There's no din of Kruach Nefesh for Akum. And therefore, Tosfos says that what it's talking about over here is a case where the baby is already in the process of delivery, so there's already been Minutak. Now the question is, something is stuck or whatever, you need to support, I mean, just like a taxi cab driver would do essentially. You know, so fine, there's no funeral Shabbat involved. And that is what Rabbi Yosef is coming to be matir. And even that is what Abaye is signing, as long as you can get away with it and there's no Eva, there's no problem. Now, this strange excuse about, you know, we don't mechalel Shabbos for people who are already in the time of the Rishonim, they pointed out that this don't work anymore. And that if Chas V'Shalom, a doctor, would ever say something like that, especially, I mean, there were tshuvas were written from Russia, I mean, where pogroms were going on, anything like that ever got out and was put in a newspaper, it could cost literally thousands upon thousands of Jewish lives all over the world. So therefore, the Mishum Eva, in our context, this is already from tshuvas HaRitva, that the Mishum Eva in our context means Chilul Shabbat Mamash. Because any type of excuse at all, in many of these towns had only one doctor. It was a Jewish doctor. I mean, that's all you need to say. I mean, they dragged it. First of all, and then as Reb Moshe writes, the patients would murder you and wouldn't have to answer to anybody. So, I mean, that's obviously a Bakum Sakana. But besides that, I mean, that's all we need is that the government should get hold of it, the paper should get hold of it, they'll be massacring everybody. So none of this applies to Zman Hazeh. And there's an automatic assumption that Mishum Eva is Matir, even Chilul Shabbat Mamash. And what he is, Machadesh, is that wherever possible, that a Jewish doctor should not be in a place where he will be faced with these kind of problems. And so if it's ever possible to switch your day, if your day is, you know, in the emergency room or whatever comes out on Shabbat, you should switch it. And as a matter of fact, he even suggests switching it with a non-religious Jew, which normally we don't do. But he says chances are that will be going less Chilul Shabbos to the person, Because what he's doing, he's going to have to do it. He's not going to have the chance to talk to people about Shabbos. So, what's wrong? There's no Indian over here that it's a mitzvah to be Mechal Shabbos, but you're only being Mechal Shabbos because of Eva. Normally we say, you're Mechal Shabbos, it's a mitzvah, because they let you throw, and so on and so on. But over here, it's because of Eva. So if somebody anyway could be sitting in his house being Mechal Shabbos all the time, let him sit in the hospital and switch your day with him. Yeah.
Why does Tosfos think Eva and Rabbi?
Because the Eva over here in Tosfos' time wasn't such. What he was envisioning is a situation where there's 10 doctors in town. Somebody asks you, say, well, it's my day off, we all work on Shabbat, and so on and so forth. So for that, he's going to allow. Like, well, why would he be Chalak going to buy it, you know?
No.
It's only Messias, yeah. There's nobody who suggests that it's also the Mechal Shabbos Mishum Eva nowadays. Because even at the time that we showed him, they pointed out to this Gemara and the Tosfos is all dated, you know. They didn't yet know what Eva could possibly cause.
And then the child seems like it wouldn't apply.
Well, Kishi Yadcha Sholetet, it wouldn't apply. I mean, Yadcha is not Sholetet today. I mean, obviously we're totally dependent on media opinions and so on. I mean, the Jewish people all over is not free. I mean, anything that we do here, immediately the whole world comes down on us. It's called Shalatet. We don't protect ourselves. We don't fight our wars. We don't do it. We risk our lives to save enemies. I mean, it's insane. And it's all Mishum Eva. We have no choice. But,
when did the Rebbe?
I think about 14.
So not after Tosfos.
Well, no, the Tosfos sometimes. I mean, there's no Tosfos. I mean, Tosfos stretches over centuries. And then So, Sefer of Yosef. Maybe we can do that. No, we didn't. Yeah, the second Yom. The Sefer of Yosef Lamima. Anuke b'schar shori. Rav Yosef thought that would mean that also, if you're going to be a nursemaid, you'd be allowed to take money to be a nursemaid for a non-Jewish child, Mishum Eva. Amalei Avaye, Yichala L'meimar, Pnuyahi. She could say, look, if she's currently unmarried, so she could say, well, I need to get married, and I won't be found attractive if I'm nursing. And by being on the insuvei. V'yeshetishi, if she currently is married, so she says, so what do you care if you're nursing? She could say, Lokamizan, Abati Gabra, my husband's going to look at me strange. I have strange babies that I'm nursing. You know, I don't want to do that. So there's always that excuse. As long as there's a reasonable excuse, there's no problem of Mishum Eva. So Rav Yosef Lameimar, Rav Yosef had another idea that we thought otherwise, and Bida thought otherwise. Namely, that even though it says in the Brisa that somebody who would fall, let's say, into a pit, who is an Ovid Kachavim, or even a Roe Behimadaka, Tosfos points out that a Gazlan Gamur, there would be no such halacha. You're supposed to save him. You get him out of a pit. But a Roe Behimadaka, who is a threat to the social order because he lets his animals graze in other fields, it's only a psalm in Rabbanan in terms of a good and so on, whereas a god would be a psalm be a rice. I mean, it seems a little crazy to be so massive on him to say, well, if he fell into a pit, don't take him out. So Tosfos explains that's the whole point. Yano tenet. In other words, there are certain things which people end up disregarding because they think, and on those kind of things, because Beit Din has a right to kill Shelo Al Pi Din in order to be mechadet the social order, this is one of those things that they held was essential to bring home to people the extent at which white-collar crime doesn't pay. So if you walked out of that office with a paperclip, you're dead.
I understand you're
the
white-collar crime
very well. Yeah, you're right, yeah. It's very interesting, by the way, the tipping point that the famous recent mice of the I was talking to Bush about yesterday actually, we talked about that. The precipitous drop in the crime rate in New York City, in which it went from being literally unlivable to one of the safest cities in the world, which took place almost instantly, the way that it was done was by focusing the police on only two things. The subway system, keeping the subway system clean, and getting rid of the squeegee people on the corners. And people thought they were absolutely insane. There's major crime going on, and you're focusing your effort on getting people who try to not pay their $1.50, throwing them into jail, lining them up with cuffs in the entranceway to the subway, and not letting people hassle people. And it turned out that the sense, the structure around it, made such a difference that it removed the element of chaos. And people felt, you know, something, people do care about this, and maybe it is important. And this is mamish an example of such a thing. Mela Gazlanim, they'll always be Gazlanim. Rotschen, they'll always be Rotschen. But it's this type of crime in which just the whole thing, yeah, go, take your animals, come into anybody's field, do whatever you want. Oh, no. That makes the difference in the social structure. There's a lot of research in it. What's that?
The city over a period of time.
Almost no time at all. It changed the whole ambiance, the whole crime rate. Went down like 60% over a period of a couple of years. Yes, they did it. There was a lot of people that were against it. You know, they thought it was crazy. They did it. They called it the broken window syndrome. You're walking down the street and the windows are broken. There's graffiti all over the place. You feel you're not in a city. You're in some kind of war zone. So you know, why not do whatever you want? Unbelievable. Yeah. I mean, it's a bigger touch. I mean, you can't prove it. So, continues the Gemara. So he thought that if Lamaitha, somebody pays you, so I said, a guy saying, hey, I'll pay you to get him out of there, so then you can't walk away. I mean, yeah, like this, you could say, if you're not being paid, you could say, no, look, I can't afford to be a good Samaritan. I mean,
it's your job to do this?
No, but I can't afford to be a good Samaritan. I'm on duty. What I mean, I'm going to show up late to the office, I could lose my job. But somebody says, I'll pay you your job. What are you going to, I'll pay you. So then you could, no, so then you'd have to be Shumei Van. The guy said, what kind of excuse do you have? Says, why? You can always come up with a good excuse. You can always say, I'm sorry, my son is stuck up on a roof. If I don't come and get him off, then he's liable to fall. I mean, get somebody else out.
I'm sorry, I'm on the top of a tax rate increase. If I take this money, I'll talk to him, right?
So Yochalona lo koi bria yigra. He could say, my son's at the edge of a roof. Or worse, you know, I'm in a kitan lezimil lebedavar. I've got a appointment to the IRS. And if I don't show up, I'm dead.
But doesn't that remove
Ava?
You can always say that.
That's what Abaya is saying.
There's no such thing as Ava for
a buyer. No, it would have to, in other words, it would have to be an excuse in which it's commensurate with what it is that the person is feeling you're not caring about.
But I mean, even a doctor saying, my son's on the roof.
No, I mean, he's taking it step by step, Abaya. But that's what he's saying. And that each time Rav Yosef came up with a new thing, that, well, but this sermon, Abaya is saying, look, there's always an excuse for Ava. Again, on that level. Once already we're talking about an Ava on this new level, then of course none of this works. So we don't pass him like Abaya. Tanu Rabbi Abuka, made Rabbi Yochanan, Ovdei kochavim v'ro'ei behima daka, lo ma'alim v'lo moridim. Aval, ha-minim, ha-mesorot, ha-mumarim. However, minim, who are basically committed to avodat kochavim, and it doesn't matter whether they're Jewish or non-Jewish, but people that go around involved in attracting others to avodat kochavim. Mesorot, people who are on malshim, to the government, to give over people's money to the government, and so on. And mumrim, now mumrim is an interesting thing. Mumrim sounds like irreligious people, which the Gemara is going to discuss in a moment.
Here it says Mishumadim.
Well, the Gemara is going to discuss it. How you moridin v'lom ma'alim. Those people, you should get rid of. Now, there's a machlokas, the Rambam, another Rishonim, what that means that to get rid of literally by murdering them, or to get rid of by having an accident happen to them. In other words, having them fall into a bore and then unfortunately they just weren't able to crawl out. What a shame. But, I mean, the minhag of Yisrael through the Dereis was to be proactive about this. tie people up in bags and throw them into the, you know, into the river and so on. So, yeah. Because again, we're talking about people that endanger whole communities. I mean, you know, there were persons going around calling the government onto people, and you know, this is disastrous. So that's the Rambam sheep, that you actually should physically murder. And that was a heter for Ritzicha directly. To get rid of people like that, people that were dangerous to the community, they would murder them.
But would there be any recourse? In other words, would it have to be the debating in the Muskries?
No.
If they were, what do you call it? Or?
No, although they looked for a psak, if the Rav would say it's mutter. But there is a shita that holds that you only do this after an attempt at reasoning with them and trying to get them to do tshuva and so on. And then, if it still doesn't work, because you can't just take action without having attempted to be mazir, then. We'll talk more about this as we go on. Sorry?
The mashinima also.
Mashinima, yeah.
Would that be parents?
I hope that your voice has been properly masked here by our, yeah. Says the Gemara, so this is what Rabbi Abu said when Rabbi Yochanan was there. And Rabbi Yochanan said to him, that's the craziest thing I ever heard. Ani shoneh, I have a brisa that says, v'chol avidat achicha. So it's true, v'chol avidat achicha comes to be marbe et hamumar. So you shouldn't think that if a mumar loses money, that you're not responsible to pick it up and give it back to him. So, and you're telling me you're supposed to kill him. I mean, that's insane. I mean, if I'm supposed to kill him, what am I giving? Giving him back his money. I mean, come on. Now, Tosfos says, what is so strange about that? Because, I mean, we always have a din that you never know. A guy may have a child or a grandchild that will be worth something. So, fine, the money, maybe to throw his mark on. That it should remain in the family. But, I mean, the guy himself is dangerous for Claudius Yisrael, dangerous for his own family. So, why would there necessarily be a spirit? At all. So Tosfos explains that Rabbi Yochanan's problem was the pasuk, not the din. Because that pasuk of v'chol avedat achicha, we learn out the din of hashavat gufo. So it's l'rabot v'hashevoto lo. The next word is marveh hashavat gufo as well, you see. So it's not possible to say that the first part of the pasuk is talking about a mumer, but somehow magically we'll exclude the mumer from the next word. How could we do that? Either you hold the pasuk as referring to mumer or not. If you're saying that this is coming to be marba mumer, then by definition it would be marba mumer on gufo as well. So how can you say that you're going to be marba mumer? Well, yes, because there's a heter and then there's a fiyah. From rapu yirapei.
Right.
Once is rapu yirapei, then the mailing of a fiyah because of kolavidat achisa. But that doesn't necessarily mean for free. I mean, Hashavat Avedah also is not necessarily for free, right? So, how can you say that? I mean, are you moridin? Of course, wherever this occurs, by the way, the censor always put in hayu. To avoid the censorship problem. Once upon a time in those old days, you know, when things were primitive, and you know, they used to be morid. Samimi kan mumen. So, okay. You have to, if you're going to say over this, then you're going to have to say it without the word mumer, because somebody's taught you wrong. But Lishnei, like, why didn't Rabbi Yochanan simply say, or the devil could have explained it, kan bu mumer ochel nevelot l'teyavon, and kan bu mumer ochel nevelot l'achit? There's a big difference. The fact that somebody isn't religious, he's religious, he doesn't know any better, he's hungry, or whatever, it's a, you know, an Oscar, or whatever, call it, hot dog, I mean, you know, you're not... What is it?
Oscar Mayer Wiener.
There we go. An Oscar Mayer Wiener. There's no way to turn aside from an Oscar Mayer Wiener. Okay, and it's got a good Jewish name anyway. So okay.
I heard.
So he eats. But, I mean, we're talking about over here, a mumer would mean somebody who, if he's faced with two possibilities, he'll go out and he'll choose the one that shows that he's against doing mitzvah. So it's Vahaki. Truth is, I must tell you, there's a little bit of a machlokas about that in Rishonim. Because some learn that he doesn't have to bedak to choose. He just doesn't care one way or the other. He'll equally take at Oscar Mayer over a Hebrew national. And it makes no difference, right? I mean, assuming.
you could say that those that are really doing it Dafka are still doing it within the dialectic of the religion.
Oh, that's the modern approach.
Yeah, whereas those that don't care just have no gishah. They're just so far that
it's interesting. But the Rama Baskin is the opposite. It's interesting in a tshuva, which is that somebody who doesn't care is not a mumer. In this sense, not a moment lahachis, because he doesn't care. Lahachis means he's trying to prove a point, and proving the point is our problem. That's where he becomes dangerous to society. But where he doesn't care, okay, you know, and so on. And of course, it's the famous Chazanish that says that none of this would apply in a time in which you can't expect people to care or to know or to. I mean, how would you be able to establish that someone given a real possibility of taking this seriously, that he would then be lahachis? I mean,
well, you see people who do lahachis.
Yeah, but what they're doing lahachis is the whole nonsense. It's not that they're machirus ribonum, they're machir religious people, and they say, this is just outrageous. I mean, this is disgusting. No, I mean, I'm sure you've had the feeling yourself, you know, you wish you could do it. Sure, you wish you could do lahachis to show that you don't want to be part of this. But I mean, it's not lahachis in terms of mitzvahs and so on. So it's the question of its application nowadays. The Chazanish says bechlam. This whole thing is not bechlam again. Yeah.
Wow.
No, it has other halachic elements involved.
That even then, the situation
is. Yeah, there's a lot of cute. They're always set over as the, you know, the very modern type of tolerance kind of things and so on. You know, like the tzviyah, the avat, all that kind of stuff. And why? I mean, if this is a halacha and a shulchan aruch, my reading, so why is it that you're makarav people who are you're supposed to be moridin and instead you're being makarav them? And he says, well, take a look where it appears in the Shulchan Aruch. At the very end of your day, why is that? Because you have to run through all four chalakim of Shulchan Aruch first to be able to determine whether such a person is. So I get a lot of nice places like that. In any event, why didn't he simply say the nafkamina between lachis and the teyavon? Because Rabbi Yochanan held that ochel nevelot lachis is not a mumer at all. He's a min. And Amin has already been stated. It says Amin. And what is the point of saying Ma'amumri? Therefore, we cancel the Mumri. Islam. Mumar, there's actually Plikebe, there's a machlokus between Rav Acha and Ravina. Chad Amar, the Teavon Mumr, Lahach Is Min. You know, I forgot to tell you, by the way, there's a little mistake in the Rashi, in the print of the Rashi on Amud Aleph, which has a lot of people. I think getting confused. In the middle of the page, there's the word ki upya zinahara. Now, upya is the word that's used for head of beer. And there's a head of beer.
Froth.
And what Rashi, there should be two lines, because the word that Rashi is quoting is French, askuma, which is scum. Hmm. And there's other places Rashi uses that word. Scum, like the foamy stuff on the ocean.
He brings
friends. Okay, so but because it doesn't seem to add up, the word ashkuma, I've seen people translate this wrongly. They take ufia as meaning rochav, which is not the meaning over here. This is a mysterious word. What's an ashkuma? So getting back now to the story over here, so the machlokas between Rav Acha and Ravina, we don't know who says what, but one Mad Yomer held that l'teyavon, somebody is eating because he's hungry, then he's a mumer. But if he's eating l'achis, then he's a min. The Chadomer afilu l'achis is included also under the concept of mumar, not under the concept of minut. And there's differences between them. For instance, if a mumer would write a Sefer Torah, we don't burn the Sefer Torah. If a min writes the Sefer Torah, we do burn the Sefer Torah. There's a question of and then there are a number of, as we'll see even in the study, a number of small distinctions between them, so that it's important for us to know what's what. So he holds even Ha'akas Amunah. But Ezeu min, Zeu Aved Alilei Kochavim. It's got to be somebody who's committed to the worship of Avodas Kochavim. So we ask on one of the, again, we don't know the Mandiyam, but we ask on one of the Shitas from the Brayt. It says, Achal Parush Echad. Somebody eats a bed bug. Now that's one of the most disgusting things you could possibly, the smell of a bed bug, it's obviously enough to nauseate a person from a block away. So if somebody eats a bed bug, oh, Yatush Echad. Or eats a mosquito. Now, there's no way that somebody's eating that because he's so attracted to Oscar Wiener mosquitoes. That's for sure. So he's got to be doing it, Lachis. And yet it says over here, Reza Mumer. And nonetheless, Vigatoni Mumer. How do you explain that? Now, again, this becomes the basis of Shitas of those who say that Lachis would have to mean the guy's Moser Nefesh to do something that no normal person would do in order to prove his Lachis. And Stom eating an Oscar Mayer hot dog when he's got a choice, that's not called Lachis either. That itself is only called not caring enough. Says the Gemara, the reason it says Mumer over there is because he only did it once. And when a person only does something once, it's not because he's doing it lahachit, it's because he's got to know what it's like. So everybody's got to try something once. And in that once, you're not called a Mumer because of that once. You're not called a Min because of that once. This is Dogea, by the way, the famous Tosis Kasha. Tosis uses this to answer himself. How could you have a case where somebody shochet on Yom HaKippurim that it would be kosher? If he shochet on Yom HaKippurim, so he becomes now a shchitas min. It should be possible. So it says it. He wanted to be mechal Yom HaKippurim once, just to feel that sense of freedom. But it doesn't make him a min. If he do it again, then it would be possible. it's an amazing insight into psychology. Don't look at it as lachis. So he's boy, let me come time of these. He needs to know what it tastes like. And of course the way Tosis understands doesn't mean literally tastes, but what it feels like to do something like this once in his lifetime. Oh Marma. Hayumoridin Avaloma Alin. It's a little strange the way you said it. But the meaning they would take him down and wouldn't bring him up. I mean, I should hope not. If you're taking him down, what are you bringing him up from? I mean, what does that mean? You don't bring him up. It's completely redundant. Obviously, hashtakuti maktina, if you're ready to take him down, sasuki mi boy, there's a basis to worry about whether you're supposed to rescue him. Rav Yosef bar Chama, Rav Sheshet, lo nitzucha, the truth is, and this is how Tosus understands it, there's two completely different cases over here. The point is that in a case where Moridin, as I explained earlier, is davka kishi yadenu tikifa lehem. So you have an opportunity to do what you have to do. Do it. But this is coming to say that even where you are not in that kind of position, and you can't do it, you might think, okay, so forget about it. No, if the guy falls into a vor, the point is that then you wouldn't have been able to throw him in yourself. But lo tisvacha shima haita ma'ala babo. Let's say the guy falls into a bor, and there's a stone stairwell that he'll be in. He's trying to get on it, you know. So what you do is you come along and shave it off, so that he can't get up out of there anyway.
Take out the ladder.
Or it's another case. Take out a ladder, but you're talking about stone. And even that, you could say to the guy, look, this bore is open, my gosh, same way you find, all the animals in the street are going to try to go down there. I'll be back in a little while, I'm going to bring you a ladder, but meanwhile, we can't let this public nuisance be open. So, it's fine if you say that.
That's like the old classic movie thing of stomping on his hands as he goes
up. That's the next case. The nukit le'ila, you take an excuse. I don't want the animals to get, to be falling down these stairs. The case would be, let's say, if there is a nice big heavy stone handy, you roll it over and you cover the guy up and you say, sorry, I'll be right back. We just said there's a truck needs to pass by. So, la buri chiyute aluye. I just need to pass. Get the herd over. Ravina says, Imaya Sulam, there's a ladder there. You take the ladder for a minute. You could say, Bina Lakwiti Bri Migra, I need to get my son off the roof, be right back. Son of Rabbanan, Yisrael mal et ovet kochavim l'shum ger. A Yisrael has the right to give a brit to an ovet kochavim for the purposes of a gerut. Now that sounds like only for purposes of gerut. But the Gemara continues, and it's interesting, the Rambam brings this in a tshuva, that you see from here that the Gemara did not mean to say that you cannot give a brit to a goy who wants it for a brit. It's only saying, la fuke l'shem murana de lo, if the guy has some kind of parasite in his foreskin. So there, you can't do it. Again, because it's the same as our mission. We'll see, for money or whatever, you're professional. You could. But meanwhile, the Rambam brings a very interesting raya from here. Because why does the Gemara law say, la fuke murana? Why doesn't it just say, you're only allowed? A goy who wants to be Nemo? He says, I want to be Bakai in the midst of a brit milah. No, I'm not allowed to do that. But since the Gemara says, that's not what I mean. I mean la fuke murana. I don't mean la fuke brit milah. The Rambam uses this as a raya, that if a goy wants to be Makayim, the mitzvah, brit milah, then that's like any other ino mitzvah the oseh. And he could desire to be circumcised. And that's fine. We can help him be Makayim a mitzvah. He's an ino mitzvah the oseh.
He just wants it.
No, so then you're helping him out. Stop. That would be, but it doesn't mean that that there's no other purpose besides absolute gerut. That's why it says a shame or
anah. So what if you want to be Makayim with Korban Pesach?
There's an iser for him to eat from the Korban Pesach.
That's
the Korban Nechar Lo Yochal Korban.
For the purpose of being Makayim with
Mitzvah. We don't allow him, that's why this is a tremendous finish. Others learn that the whole point of brit milah is the brit. It's not circumcision per se. But there's a lot of elements that show otherwise. Because the fact is that they offered Shem brit milah. And there's no question that if they would have done that brit milah correctly, that they wouldn't have killed him. It was only because they were using it. I mean, they wouldn't have offered, Shem and the lady wouldn't have offered it just to weaken them. We're offering it to you. You want to make use of it because you want to fool us? Very good. I thought that's what you might do. Right? Or Yosef being Mal Mitzrayim. Well, what is the point in that? I understand. What are you using Mila as some type of, what? Some type of weird, right? That's not what it is. So apparently there are elements of the desirability of the act of Mila per se, as opposed to the brit element, which of course requires the other party. I mean, that metaphorically wasn't nichmas lebrit, but apparently there is besides the simen that this is a knisa lebrit, there is a specific mitzvah that's involved. See to it that you're nimo. So if they want to be bekayim that mitzvah, that's okay. That's what the Rambam learns.
If
somebody's what?
If somebody's a Muslim and he's 13 and he wants to brit milah. But he wants to say
a Muslim. No, Muslims we'll talk about tomorrow. There's a whole sugya about that. We're talking about Ovet Kochavim. Now, and of course, we're also not talking about the very common and useful practice of practicing on Muslims. Mm-hmm. When you're learning Brit Milah, mm-hmm. which has its own advantages, including limiting the population growth of the Muslims. As we'll see in the next piece. The Ovei Kochavim lo yimo Yisrael, but a Ovei Kochavim is not allowed to be mal a Jew, b'vdei shechashudim al shpichut damim. Obviously, it gives him a little bit of a edge. Dibre Rabbi Meir, v'chachamim omrim, Ovei Kochavim mal et Yisrael, v'chachamim say, no, a goy can do a mila, b'zman shechirim omdim al gabo. Because there's no way that he's going
to...
Yeah, we'll talk about that tomorrow when we get to that part of the sugya. So again, we have another machlokas Rebbe Meir and the Chachamim about the same issue, about how much do we rely on other people standing there. And again, Rabbi Meir says, what's the difference if somebody's standing there? It's so easy. You slip the knife a little bit. So, afilu acherim omdim agabo nami lo. Tzimin demach said, well, sakina, all you need to do is bend the knife in the wrong direction. Umash v'lekrot shofcha, and then you've castrated the guy, and that's a disaster. Now, we'll see again that we're not talking about a doctor in which he has a reputation to uphold. And that we'll talk about, maybe we'll get there. I think we'll get there. Says the Gemara, you're telling me that according to Rabbi Meir, an Oved Kochavim can never do Milah because we're afraid of murder? Shpichut Amin? Or castration? Raminu, Yir She'in Barofe Yisrael, V'yesh Barofe Kuti, Barofe Oved Kochavim. Now, suppose you've got a choice. You've got two doctors in town. There's no doctor over here means someone who's capable of doing Milah. I mean, doesn't have to be MD, but there's somebody who is skilled at this particular surgery, and you've got two people, neither of whom are normal Yisrael. You have an Oved Kochavim, and then you've got a Kuti. Now, it's true that nowadays there's a takana, from the time Rabbi Meir, that a Kuti is ke'akum l'chol davar. Okay, but the reality is that that's a takana. Some learn, by the way, that this Gemara, it was only said before that takana, because otherwise there should be no difference between a Kuti and Oved Kochavim. Others learn even after the takana, it still was a difference between a real Oved Kochavim and a Kuti who were just being machmer on, as if they're Oved Kochavim. It doesn't mean we're going to treat them halakhically exactly the same across the board with a reason to use them. So which one should you choose? Yimol Oved Kochavim va'al yimol Kuti. Rabbi Meir, yes, Rabbi Meir, who's saying, well, the Kuti, after all, worships this weird Yonah on Har Gerizim. Right? So he, if to him, Brit Milah is meaningful. To the Goyesha doctor, it's just a urological procedure. I mean, it's no religious significance. So he's not doing this for any purpose. He's doing it because this is what's next online. That's all. The Kuti, however, to him, it's a religious procedure. And as a religious procedure, he's going to do it. But Dr. Lashem Avodat Kochavim on Har Gerizim. Lashem Har Gerizim. So, it's better that the Goyim should do it. Now, if Rabbi Meir held that the Goyim is Choshen HaShrichas Donim, how could he possibly say such a thing? And Rabbi Yehuda Omer Yimol Kuti Val Yimol Oved Kochavim. Whereas Rabbi Yehuda says, no, I don't trust the Oved Kochavim. So here Rabbi Meir seems to be violating what he said a moment ago, that he's Choshen HaShrichas Donim. He says, oh boy, you're right. This has got to be a mistake. Epoch. Rabbi Meir Omer Yimol Kuti Val Oved Kochavim. It's got to be that Rabbi Meir is the one who holds. We'd never let an Oved Kochavim get a hold of a person like that because it's dangerous. And Rabbi Yehuda says, no, we're not choshen Oved Kochavim v'lo Kuti. Problem is that doesn't work in Rabbi Yehuda. Because, Mishava Rabbi Yehuda, Oved Kochavim Shapir, are you telling me that according to Rabbi Yehuda, an Oved Kochavim can do Mila? V'tanya Rabbi Yehuda, Omer Minayin L'Milav, Oved Kochavim Shitzulah, it doesn't even help to do Mila with an Oved Kochavim. You're going to have somebody who may look like he's Nimol, and that he's minus a foreskin, but he's not Nimol. La halacha. Because the Torah says, Shenema, V'atat Riti Tishmor, and not others. There's only someone who is following Avram Avinu's path. V'atat Riti Tishmor. It's not a physical operation, it's a spiritual operation as well. You can't just remove an orla and say that that's a brief. So how could Rabbi Yehuda have said that the Oved Kochavim should do the Mila? That's crazy. But we're going to have to go back to what we said before. Of course, Rabbi Yehuda couldn't have said this. Rabbi Yehuda's got to be the one who said that the Kuti's better. How could Rabbi Meir have allowed a goy, if he's dangerous, to do Mila? Very simple. We're talking about over here that the guy is a professional surgeon. And none of these halachas apply to professionals. The person is practicing publicly. A licensed surgeon is always mutter because we're not koshish that somebody, because of his anti-Semitism, is going to risk his reputation. I'm fine. You get a chance to kill a Jew, but not if it's going to kill your reputation along with it. So maybe we don't have these chashoshim, or even Rabbi Meir is moda, which of course goes back on our entire circuit from the very beginning of our chashot about a mialedet and so on. And that means that we have to understand that, of course, nowadays where we'd be talking about a professional. But none of these things would apply. I mean, they actually rate doctors about, you know, how well and what recovery rates are and everything, get it all off the internet. I mean, guy's not going to do something like that and mess himself up.
Certainly raises malpractice of these.
Absolutely. Although, unfortunately, we know of these wild cases where it didn't stop doctors from murdering hundreds of patients. I mean, this crazy case in England a couple of years ago, and just for the fun of it. Bullshit going around murdering. It took years to catch up with the guy. You know, very odd that any hospital that he was working in has a death rate so much higher than any other hospital. It's just like, you know, people didn't correlate the statistics. I think he worked in hospital. He worked in older age chronic care places. Yeah, so that's where in his surgeries where he killed them, but they were his patients.
Yeah.
And
he
they finally caught up with it. People couldn't believe it. It was the kindest, nicest guy. Everybody thought he was like that.
Old doctor, too?
Yeah.
In Toronto, 20 years ago, there was a baby with heart conditions. He died and was overdosing digoxin, which is actually a good thing for the heart, but it didn't. Not quite. It's not good. And all of those that were charged were nurses. They never considered the possibility. There was a doctor that was distributing this. Never came up. Never made a mention of not the staff, not my patient's parents, not the blood of the doctor. They never came out. But they never bothered to look back. It was all nurses.
Do we have one more line?
We could. I mean, we could. Yeah. I mean, it's sort of arbitrary. We could do the next piece if you want. But so now you're saying that according to Rabbi Yehuda, the kuti can be mal. V'atanya Yisrael mal et akuti, v'kuti lo yomil Yisrael, v'vnei shemal l'shem har grivim. The Rabbi Yehuda says here. It's Rabbi Yehuda who seems to be the one that's saying that you cannot use the kuti. We're going back and forth. It's not working out either in Rabbi Meir or Rabbi Yehuda. Every time we switch around, we have it the other way. Omar lo Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi said to Rabbi Yehuda, who cares? Hey, if somebody's seen a milam and atzorah l'shma, what? Somebody says it makes a difference that you, what you have in mind? Let the guy be marvel. Let the jerk drop dead. Sitting there cutting off as many orlas as he wants. L'shem har grivim. Think it bothers anybody? Maybe he'll cut his throat when he gets tired. Ella answers, actually, you're right. We better go back to the way we did switch it around in the first place. Now, I know we had a problem with that because you had a question, the Kakashi reviewed it and reviewed it. Then you ended up with the, how could reviewed it be the one who said that it would be, that an Ovik Kachamim can be mal if reviewed it was good for the one who said, that was your problem. Okay, for that I have an answer. One was said by Rabbi Yehuda Anasi. The other one was said by Rabbi Yehuda. And that is what was confusing you. And therefore, you thought it was a contradiction. But it's not, because we know in the Brisa that it says, Beferush Teshita of Psul Mila Bavit Kachavim is by Rabbi Yehuda Anasi. Because it says, the Tani Rabbi Yehuda Anasi Omer, Minayim Lemila Bavit Kachavim, Shehi Psula, Talmud Omar, Viata Et Briti Tishmor. So therefore, it was a mistake to ask a stira between the Rebbe Yehuda, who is the Bar Pluk, the Rebbe Yossi, and Rebbe Yehuda Anasi, of course, nothing to do with it. We're still in the middle, so I don't know. But if you're happy or ending here, we can end.